Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 63. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about identifying patients at risk of death from sepsis outside of the ICU, answer the drug information question, what are the new definitions and clinical criteria for sepsis and septic shock, and share a resource for understanding the new definitions and clinical criteria for sepsis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode63. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. This episode focuses on sepsis definitions, clinical criteria, and identification. For information on the treatment of sepsis, check out episode 42, available at pharmacyjoe.com/episode42. The article for today's show is titled Assessment of Clinical Criteria for Sepsis. The lead author is Christopher W. Seymour, and this was published in JAMA, February 2016. Sepsis is now defined by the Third International Consensus Definitions Task Force as life-threatening organ dysfunction due to a dysregulated host response to infection. The performance of clinical criteria to identify sepsis according to this definition is unknown. In this study, a derivation, validation, and confirmatory cohort were used to identify new clinical criteria and compare them to existing criteria to identify septic patients at higher risk of mortality. The derivation and validation cohorts were composed of a group of 148,907 patients with suspected infection at 12 community and academic hospitals in the UPMC healthcare system in southwestern Pennsylvania. The confirmatory cohort was composed of four different data sets, totaling over 700,000 patients from out-of-hospital and hospital encounters at over 165 hospitals. The existing clinical criteria evaluated were the Sequential Organ Failure Assessment, or SOFA score, Systemic Inflammatory Response Syndrome, or SIRS criteria, and the Logistic Organ Dysfunction System, or LOD score. In addition, a new model derived using multivariable logistic regression was evaluated, and this was termed the Quick Sequential Organ Failure Assessment, or QSOFA score. The QSOFA score evaluates three clinical criteria and assigns 1 point for each positive criteria. And those criteria are, number one, a systolic blood pressure less than 100 millimeters of mercury. Number two, a respiratory rate greater than or equal to 22 per minute. Number three, altered mentation, which is defined as a Glasgow Coma Scale score of 13 or less. The SOFA score or the LOD score were the best predictors of mortality in ICU patients in this study. However, the new Quick SOFA score had a predictive validity that was statistically greater than the SOFA or SIRS criteria for patients outside of the ICU. Compared to patients with a QSOFA score less than 2, those with a score of 2 or greater had a 3 to 14-fold increase in mortality. The authors concluded that use of the SOFA score was supported in ICU patients, and that use of the QSOFA score was supported in non-ICU patients. This new QSOFA score has significant implications for the identification of septic patients outside of the ICU who are at increased risk of mortality. One of the significant problems with the current system of using SIRS criteria to evaluate non-ICU patients at risk of mortality from sepsis is the higher number of false negatives. The number of false negatives was not assessed in the study of the QSOFA score, but looking at the data from the validation cohort, about 33% of non-ICU patients had a positive SIRS score, but less than 20% of non-ICU patients had a positive QSOFA score. I'd love to see some research that examines whether this new QSOFA score can decrease the burden of alert fatigue when it comes to systems that are used to identify non-ICU patients at risk of mortality from sepsis. The drug information question for this episode is, what are the new definitions and clinical criteria for sepsis and septic shock? According to the third international consensus definitions for sepsis and septic shock, endorsed by the Society of Critical Care Medicine and the European Society of Intensive Care Medicine, the new definitions are: sepsis is a life-threatening organ dysfunction caused by a dysregulated host response to infection. Septic shock is sepsis with circulatory and cellular or metabolic abnormalities profound enough to substantially increase mortality. The clinical criteria, which are separate from the definitions, are for sepsis, suspected or documented infection, and an acute increase of greater than or equal to 2 SOFA points. And for septic shock, the clinical criteria are sepsis and vasopressor therapy needed to elevate the MAP above 65 millimeters of mercury and a lactate greater than 2 millimoles per liter after adequate fluid resuscitation. The February 23rd edition of JAMA is titled Evolving Issues in Critical Care and Sepsis. Several important sepsis research and opinion articles have been published in this episode, including those that go over the new definition and clinical criteria for sepsis. JAMA has assembled podcasts, video interviews, and related links to help clinicians digest this new information, and I've linked to it in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode63. In addition to these resources, a QSOFA calculator can also be found linked up in my show notes. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.